is the monthly report for Aid Northwest. Aid Northwest is Advocates for Immigrants in Detention Northwest. Aid Northwest supports immigrants in detention and when released from the Northwest ICE Processing Center in Tacoma through welcoming services focused on transitional support and connection to vital resources for resettlement.
Hi, my name is Steve Sarwano, and I am one of more than 200 volunteers with AIDNW. I volunteer at the Welcome Center, which is an RV and a couple of tents outside the release gate of the Immigration Detention Center on the Tide Flats in Tacoma. Here is the monthly statistical report for October 2022. In October, we greeted 214 immigrants who were released from the detention center and helped them reach their relatives all over the country. We provided overnight accommodation to 30 people at our hospitality house. We gave out 176 coats and 180 backpacks to those people released. Our volunteers provided 194 rides to the released detainees to the airport, the bus station, train station, or our hospitality house. And for those inside the detention center, our volunteers wrote 50 letters to detainees and visited 30 detainees. And we provided $1,842 in phone funds, which was $20 phone credit to the 82 detainees who requested it. Our AIDNW volunteers gave a total of 978 volunteer hours during the month of October. This volunteer work is so rewarding. I remember that the very first guest that I helped on my first day was a man from South America. As he was walking to the Welcome Center, I greeted him in Spanish. This man started to cry. He was so happy to be released. As a new volunteer, I did not know what to do, but I saw a seasoned volunteer give him a hug. That was all he needed at that point. I encourage you to join as a volunteer. This is also a great place to practice if you are learning a foreign language. You can fill out an application on our website, aidnw.org. Now I have two reports from our Welcome Center volunteers last month. First report. Our fabulous crew from Friday, October 7th, consisted of Nicole, Paula, Natasha, and Christy. We had a total of 25 releases come out. We used the idea of finding the most common flights and printing out the information for those. That proved to be very helpful because there were a great many people heading to NYC. Thanks to whoever pasted the instructions in multiple languages around the tent. Here's another report from the Welcome Center. Our visitors today were from Lebanon, Mali, Somalia, Peru, Uzbekistan, Brazil, India, and Russia, all men. I'd guess that close to one-third of them also spoke English, and it was wonderful how they helped us help with translating. Other times, our common language with them was Spanish, which they would in turn help by translating to others in yet another language. Our amazing crew tonight was Kim, Andrea, Haley, and two others who came in due to the high numbers we were expecting. Sasha, and Michelle. Our PDAN drivers were Marsha and Steve. Lots of back and forth to the hospitality house, to the bus, to purchase cigarettes, to exchange money, to get money, and to the airport. We wouldn't have been able to do much of this without the additional help of Will, which was Haley's husband, and the fact that the bulk of the releases happened later in the night. One of our detainees gave us $20, which was added to the cash fund. Fresh lunch bags were delivered early in the shift by John and were much appreciated by hungry detainees. I think this was the first time I ever heard a detainee tell me they were hungry. Those reports were two samples of daily reports that our volunteers did in the month of October 2022.
This is Louisa Beal with Radio Tacoma and Aid Northwest, and I am talking with Deborah Cruz, who is now Executive Director of Aid Northwest. Hi, Deborah.
Hello, Louisa.
So you are officially Executive Director now.
Yes, I am, as of October 1st.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that every minute and every hour of your day is planned out because of your responsibilities. So thank you for taking the time. And just give me a brief overview of all the things that you're responsible for now.
Well, I'm still looking for a program manager to take over my past job, which I did for 5 years. And there's a lot of things to do with the program manager job, overseeing all the programs at Aid Northwest, the Welcome Center, the Visitation Group, the Hospitality House, and we have a Phone Fund program. I also am the administrator for the office, keeping an eye on things going on there, making sure that database is secure and everything's getting entered correctly, among other things like taking care of all the volunteers that volunteer in these various programs, making sure that, you know, things are happening. For example, we pack deportation bags upon request at the house. That's just one thing, but I just have to make sure that there's a hospitality house volunteer there to pack those. So I have two of those that come in every week. And it's a matter of scheduling. As you can imagine, it's not like people get deported on a Monday, but we don't hear about it until Friday. And, you know, sometimes it's the same day. So it's a lot of juggling around. And I'm very fortunate to have many, many volunteers that will step up and do things to help me. I personally know, I think, almost all of them, which I strive to do. And so, you know, the person that takes my job, I am hoping that they will be, you know, in that same mindset, because it is important to know what strengths each person has and how they can contribute to the organization. So now as the ED, I'm working with fundraising and marketing and planning our, you know, new fundraisers, and also going out into the community and meeting with donors, trying to create more partners for us, and then working with the board to, you know, decide how to do all this. But we have to strategize. So,
yeah.
So there's a lot to be done, but I feel very confident because I do have a lot of support. So,
yeah, that's really, really good, because as executive director, you really have to be at all the committee meetings and the board meetings and all of that.
On top of the other stuff. But I believe in ask and you shall receive. So I believe that somebody's coming that's going to take care of what I do. And then I'll be able to do more of my new job.
Sure.
And I'm really excited because, like I said, I've been with Aid Northwest for 5 years and I've had all these ideas in my head and haven't had time to do them. So it feels good that now I can bring out my ideas and, you know, get other people involved so that we can do it as a team. I sincerely believe that there is no I in the word team. And so together we will grow.
Yeah, sure. What are your long-term goals?
So right now, one of the biggest things that I am hoping that we can do is get English classes inside the detention center.
Sure.
We've been working on that for quite a few years. We actually have a curriculum all set up with a teacher and a group of teachers that are willing to go in and teach people English, because it's such a, you know, big thing when they come out. If they know just a little bit of English, it'll help them so much. Just navigating in the airport, getting to the bus, all those types of things. So I have had another conversation with ICE, and I'm trying to coordinate another meeting with them so that maybe we can get that going in 2023. We started in 2019. So, and then it stopped because of COVID. And so now the visitation is back open. I'm really hopeful that we can do that.
Oh, that would be outstanding.
Yeah. And another thing that I really want to do is, you know, we do have partners that are legal people, but I really think that if we had one person that we could go to, maybe in the future, have our own legal person. That's a big thing, I think, for me, for a lot of people, because so many questions, and I try to master all that, but
Yeah.
I don't have a legal degree, so no. I can't. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a fine line sometimes between what you can do and what you really can't do.
Right. Yeah, I can't give any legal advice, so all I can do is search for someone who can.
Sure.
But you know, everybody's busy.
Yeah.
It's everyone. All the lawyers are busy. We partner with Northwest Immigrants Rights Project, and they have a wait list. I don't know how long, you know, for people to even talk about pending asylum. Same thing with Colectiva Legal de Pueblo. We partner with them, and we have been able to get some people into some legal clinics with them. But to actually talk to someone, you know, one-on-one, like have your own person to talk to is difficult because how so many people needing help.
Sure. And especially if there's people who are just being released and there's a question and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, who do you call? Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So the only thing I can do right now, especially if they're just being released and they're not coming to the house, you know, is we can give them, you know, a list of attorneys in the area, but then they're going to be going somewhere else most of the time. So, you know, the majority of the people that come out have family in other parts of the United States. So they're just flying to them or taking the bus or the train or however they decide or have money for.
Well, those are two great goals. So that should be enough to keep you occupied for a while, but I suspect you have other things in mind.
Oh, sure. Like I said, with the team, the board is, you know, getting bigger. And so getting all of us together to talk about things that we want to do, because I'm not on my own there, and decide together what's best, what would be planning, all that stuff. I can come up with lots of ideas, but I can't plan it all myself. So I appreciate you and what you do for Aid Northwest.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Doing the radio show is great. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's turning out to be a real regular thing.
Yeah.
So one question before I let you go is, do you have a job description for program manager? So if we're looking for a program manager, what are we looking for?
So go on to the Aid Northwest website, and the job description is right there.
Oh, okay.
And then if people have questions, they can email me if they just want to, you know, ask a couple of questions about the job description. Mm-hmm. And my email address is dcruz@aidnw.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got that. Well, wonderful. Is there anything you'd like to add?
I feel very blessed to do this work. So.
Yeah. Well, I think we're blessed to have you.
And I'm looking forward to many successes in the future.
Okay. Well, we will keep track of that as we move along. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can register now for our next community meeting. Email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Again, that is officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest is financed 100% through donations from individuals and private organizations. Aid Northwest relies on the over 200 volunteers, a small paid staff, and is only possible because of the many generous donors. Please visit our website for donation information. Financial donations, as well as donations of food, clothing, and backpacks, are gratefully accepted. There are many volunteer opportunities, from assisting at the Welcome Center, supporting immigrants while in detention, to serving on a committee. You can learn more at the website aidnorthwest.org. That is aidnw.org. You can email us at officevolunteer@aidnorthwest.org. Aid Northwest, supporting immigrants with dignity while in detention and upon release. Thank you.